Americans want to stop climate change, but how do they do it? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. A new survey shows most Americans want to stop climate change, but only 55% believe they're doing enough. Jody Manning is Director of Marketing with carbon reduction organization Cool Effects.
Well, leading up to Earth Day, we talked to about 2,000 different Americans to try to understand how they feel about climate change and mostly about the role that carbon emissions are playing in it. 82% feel that carbon emissions play a major role in climate change, although only about 55% feel that they're doing enough to stop it before it becomes catastrophic.
And why do you think the disconnect is there between those two numbers?
Most Americans feel that it's a problem that they can't overcome, that it's too large of an issue, or that government or businesses actually need to take more action. But at Cool Effect, what we found is that every individual action can actually have massive change. Over the last 3 years, we have actually reduced over 725,000 metric tons of carbon pollution, literally one ton at a time.
So of the actions that people are taking, which kind of actions are people adopting the most?
Recycling, changing their light bulbs, turning lights off. Those things are all really, really helpful. They're using reusable water bottles and they're bringing their own bags. But there's still so many more things that can actually be done. You can call your local electric company and request renewable energy. That's one of the biggest things that we could do because it helps us reduce our dependency on fossil fuels.
And full disclosure, I get 100% of my electric power from wind power through my local utility. It is pretty easy. It's simply a phone call or in some cases going online. I see that almost 60% of respondents do not currently purchase electricity from renewable sources or drive an electric car. That seems like a pretty big opportunity for greenhouse gas reductions. How do you get people to take that step?
Well, I think awareness is one, especially when we're talking about renewable energy. Most people think they have to install the solar panels themselves or somehow access wind power. The more that we adopt those types of renewable energies on our grids and the more we request them, the more we can have them at any individual home.
Jody Manning, Director of Marketing with carbon reduction organization Cool Effects. Thanks for sharing your insight today on ClimateCast.
Thank you so much, Paul, and thank you for all the work you're doing.
My name is Trevor Drake. I'm a program manager at the Great Plains Institute. I live in Minneapolis, and I drive a 2015 Nissan Leaf. So I was on the fence about buying an EV, and my dad actually said, if you're going to be working in this climate and energy space, you really have to. And that was the thing that gave me the confidence to go and make the purchase. I've actually found it to be great. I love it. The range hasn't really been an issue. At times where it's been an issue, I've been able to find a fast charger. And we also have another gas-fueled vehicle. So for longer trips, we're able to use that. And it's become our go-around town car. So I use it for work. We use it for grocery shopping. Really anything we need that fits within the range, which is pretty big. For the most part, I've just charged at home. I found that to be the most convenient and the easiest. There are chargers at Goodwill locations, and those are the fast chargers I normally go to. And people will often ask me about it when I'm there, and they're just interested to know more. Some people don't think they're viable. They think it's sort of an odd technology, and so you explain, no, it's just like a normal car. It's electric powered. It's really nice. There are questions about the range, like how do you handle that? And, you know, it hasn't been an issue for me. So it's just people getting up to speed and learning about something that's new and understanding that it's actually a really viable option.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.